Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's nothing more infuriating than going out on what you think is a really good date, only to never hear from that person again. Ghosting is real, y'all. So we create a little segment to help you out. We call it Waiting by the Phone. Please, if you could, say hi to John, everybody.
Hi, John.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
You've actually gone on a few dates with this girl.
Yeah. I mean, like, I went on four dates with her. I really like her. I got the feeling that, like, she was in, like, 100%. And we just had a lot of fun, and then suddenly it was just like a light switch turned off. She doesn't answer to anything that I send her.
She's not replied to anything?
Well, except for one thing. She just said she just wants to be friends. And then it's just radio silence. Like, it was just such a sudden shift and change that I have no idea what's going on.
And now you need to know why she just wants to be friends, because that would drive me nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, did I do something? Is it something I didn't know about? Did she find somebody? I don't know. I want to know.
Yeah, don't blame you. Okay, well, he gave us Morgan's number, so we're going to try calling her and see if she'll talk to us.
Ugh, the whole, I just want to be friends.
Well, I mean, if you do, you do.
Ugh,
you know?
Whatever. That just means you don't like them. Don't say that. Just say, I'm not interested in you.
Hello?
Hey, Morgan.
Yeah?
Hi, it's Booker, Alex, and Sarah with Mix 94.7. You got a quick second we could talk to you?
Oh, no.
Segment is Waiting by the Phone. John reached out to us because he said you guys have been on a few dates. Are you okay to talk about it for a second? We're not on anybody's side.
No, I mean, no, you hear this stuff, like, on the radio, and you're like, oh, you know, and then now it's me. So, like, okay. Here we go.
Now it's you. He said that, and I want to let you know, too, that Johnny's on the phone.
Uh-huh.
What he just told us was that four dates in, he felt that you were 100% in, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the only thing he's getting is that you just want to be friends.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean.
So what happened?
Okay, honestly, thinking about him gives me, like, these icky feelings, like, all over.
Did he do something specific?
Well, okay, the first dates were fine. But then after we had our first kiss, which was on the second date, he turned into this guy that was, like, all about PDA. It was gross. I'm just more reserved. Like, definitely in public. Like, we just met. I don't know. I'm fine holding hands. Like, I really appreciate, like, a nice kiss here and there. But, like, he was trying to, like, aggressively make out with me in the restaurant.
Ugh.
And, like, if I was watching myself, like, I would have been, like, get a room. Like, it was just obscene and I don't
okay.
know. I know he's trying to be romantic and that he enjoys showing affection and stuff, but I'm just not that girl.
It was borderline embarrassing to you probably, huh?
Yeah, I just want the intense PDA, like, leave it at home. Because, you know, I'm just close with my parents. It's not, they're just cool, you know, whatever. And I just thought, oh, you know, when I'm dating someone, eventually they have to meet, you know, they've got to meet him. And I just thought, oh, he's going to be so gropey. Like, I can't take it. Like, it was just too much.
I feel ya.
Well, so does John. Wait, so John, do you hear what she's saying? Does this make sense to you?
I hear it. And I mean, it does make sense. And I'm sorry. I guess I got a little too into it. I would have loved to talk about it beforehand and maybe change something. But I hear you. And that's something I'm definitely going to have to have to keep that in mind in the future.
And I think this happens to guys more than anything. Like, think of it as a dog when it humps your leg. You can't tell a dog to hump your leg, like, softer, or you can't tell it to slow down or just do one hump.
Yeah.
I mean, the dog goes to your leg and humps your leg.
What the hell are you talking about, Alex?
How men act on women.
I totally get it. Like, that was pretty much a leg hump that I kept getting.
For the record, I never humped your leg in public.
No, I'm not saying you hump my leg, but it was like, blah, 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 all the time.
That's a perfect analogy. But I just think it comes down to love languages. Booker and his love language is obviously physical touch, and hers is not.
Mine?
No, his.
Oh, his. I thought you were saying I was a humper.
My hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump, my hump.
No, I got it. Right.
You got it? Like, that's his love language, and he shouldn't try to hide that. Go find another girl whose love language is physical touch.
Booker's very similar. You're halfway PDA guy, too much PDA guy in public.
Well, you know, he doesn't, like, shove his tongue down.
No, no, but he's very touchy, like, in public like that.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh.
With your wife, though.
Oh, okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.